For CASM Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill in Washington, D.C. this week with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. We visit with the National Milk Producers Federation, Ellen Bierga, Senior VP of Communications, joining us here on AM 1150. And, well, we're talking about the dairy industry, and we're coming off COVID, and it's kind of another unique time for the entire dairy industry.
It's an incredibly unique time in dairy. We just got the news that, you know, milk prices, the U.S. monthly all milk price for March was a record. It topped $25 a hundredweight for only the fourth time ever. The other three times were all in 2014. So this is shaping up to be a record year for dairy prices. Of course, dairy expenses are another issue as well. You know, margins under the Dairy Margin Coverage Program are pretty decent right now. Now, that's a measure of, the feed cost versus the milk price. It doesn't take into factor the labor costs, the energy costs, transportation, everything else that goes into running a successful dairy. So there are still definitely some challenges right now. It's certainly a great year from a price standpoint, but price isn't the full story.
When you talk price, too, a lot of folks say we're dealing with an outdated system as far as figuring out prices across the United States. It's obviously an issue.
It's a huge issue, and it's one where the National Milk Producers Federation is really showing some leadership. We're just talking this week about how our Economic Policy Committee has been breaking into task forces to take a comprehensive look at this problem of the Federal Milk Marketing Order system and figuring out what solutions, what sort of modernization can take place under this. You know, this is a system that has not had a major change since the year 2000. I mean, the composition of milk itself has been shifting since the year 2000, much less some of the regional needs you see. Now, this is an important thing to keep in mind, though, when you're looking at FMMO proposals. Different parts of the country have different concerns and different parts of solutions. So things that you can balance one way or the other look very different depending on the size of your operation or what part of the country you're in. It's a real challenge that NMPF is well situated to be a leader on, but it's complicated, and we're working on it pretty hard this year.
You know, geography plays a role in that, too. If your milk is going for maybe cheese production or maybe bottling and fluid milk, it's a different story.
Oh, it's huge. You know, you take a look in the upper Midwest, you know, Minnesota, Wisconsin, things like the make allowance is a really big issue. Now you go down to Florida, which is predominantly a fluid milk order, they're looking at different things. A lot of people are concerned, of course, about depooling, as like what happened during the COVID era in the second half of 2020. You know, the Class 1 mover, for example, is a big piece of that. You know, you saw dairy farmers lose about $750 million of revenue in about a six-month period because of a change in the 2018 Farm Bill. And this all plays into this big discussion we're having about how milk should be priced, how things should be done from a standpoint. Good news is that this is very much a process that's led by dairy producers. You know, ultimately the dairy farmer is at the heart of the milk production system in the U.S., and that's not to be taken for granted when you take a look at some sectors in agriculture. So we're working hard and we're coming up with solutions, but it takes a lot of people who are a lot smarter than me to come up with them, I'll tell you that.
Alan, one final thing when it comes to the grocery store and consumers and just that battle for that refrigerated area on dairy products, and then you get the other stuff there as well. I got coffee the other day. My only option was this oat substance in a carton, which I looked the other way. But that battle continues. It seems pretty, what would you say, you know, black and white, where milk is milk and everything else is beverage.
Somebody's got to get through to FDA on this. You know, this is an issue in terms of nutritional confusion. Consumers may know that almond beverage isn't a dairy product, even if it does go with the term milk. But what they don't understand is that it has such little protein and that it doesn't have some of the 13 essential nutrients that dairy products have. That's a real problem. And this nutritional issue is something that we've even seen the current head of FDA acknowledge as an issue. The question is, when they're setting guidance, and there is some guidance expected on this later in the year, are they actually going to pay attention and address some of these concerns that the FDA's own commissioner has made? So I think a real step for integrity would be to stand behind your own rules, your own definition of what a dairy product is, and stand up for the consumer. If you do that, I think you can go a long way to repair a lot of some of the damage we've already seen from the confusion we've seen in the marketplace and come up with a really strong path going forward. But it has to protect the integrity of dairy terms.
Ellen Bierga joining us with the National Milk Producers Federation here in Washington, D.C. for CASM Radio. I'm Joe Gill.